Okay, here we go. Chapter 16. Author's note. You know what? Suit up, okay? Prove to me you're not preps. Ravin, you suck, you fucking bitch. Give me back my fucking suit. Your suit pad, you are to writ this. Ravin, what the fuck, your bitch? You're supposed to do this. By the way, thanks to Brittany56555 for teaching my Japanese. Oh God! Now she can speak. Now she can speak Weebanese. No. Oh God, no. This is bad. This is bad. Well, and also, I'd like to point out, there is some tension between the author and Ravin, the text translator person who translates it from retard to you know, readable English. Well, sort of readable English anyway. Anyways, let's go and just get into the story. We'll deal with the staff drama later, and let's go. We ran happily to Hogsmeade. There we saw the stage where GC had played. We ran in happily. MCR were there playing Helena. I was so fucking happy. Gerard looked even sexier than he did in the pictures. Even Draco thought so. I could totally see him getting an erection, but it didn't matter. I knew now that we were the only true ones for each other. I was wearing a black leather mini dress and black leather platinum boots with red ripped fishnets. Draco was wearing a black baggy MCR t-shirt and black baggy pants. Anyway, we started moshing to Helena. We Frenched. We ran up to the front of the band to stage dive. Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the others. We gasped. It wasn't them at all. It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers. You're telling me Voldemort has a band? What the fuck, Draco? I'm not going to a concert with you, I shouted angrily. Not after what happened to me last time. Even if it's MCR, you know how much I like them. What? Because we, you know, he gadgeted uncomfortably because guys don't like to talk about you know what. Yeah, because we know, I yielded in it. Yeah, because we, you know, I yelled in an angry voice. We won't do that again, Draco promised. This time, we're going with an escort. Oh my fucking God, what the fuck are you giving me into the mainstream? I asked. So I guess you're a prep or a Christina or what now? What? What the fuck is she talking about? No, he muttered loudly. Oh, he muttered this, but loudly. You can loud mutter now. It's a new thing that you can do, guys. It's hip. Go ahead and try it out. Mutter, but do it loudly. So, it's still muttering. You're just making very, very loud and clear as to what it is that you're saying. Anyways, are you becoming a prep or what? I shouted angrily. Annabee, I'm not. Pills come with me. He fell down to his knees and started singing The World is Black by GC to me. I was flattered, because that's not even a single. He had memorized the lyrics just for me. Ah, okay, hold on, my page is zooming out, so I gotta zoom back in, and there we go. Where am I? Something about GC and lyrics. Oh, okay. Okay, then I guess I will have to, I said, and then we Frenched for a while, and I went up to my room. Bloody Mary was standing there. Hajimashitati, girl, or something like that, she said happily. She specs Japanese, so do I. That means how do you do in Japanese. By the way, Willow, that fucking poser, got expelled. She failed at her classes, and she skipped math. And then, author's note. Raven, you fucking suck. Fuck you. Oh, wow. What the hell happened with these two, man? It serves that fucking bitch right, I laughed angrily. Well, anyway, we were feeling all depressed. We watched some gothic movies like Das Nightmare Before Xmas. Oh God, I actually like that movie, but I hate it whenever I see some dude walking around with like a Jack Skellington t-shirt that he bought from Hot Topic or whatever. Like, it's a good movie, but fuck the fan base, man, and fuck this girl for